We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I've got Scott Reinert with me this morning from the Visitors Bureau. And we're going to talk a little bit about the recap of the community picnic and kind of a little post-mortem and what we thought of what happened there last, eight days ago now. And then we'll talk about something special that's happening here with our trails. How are you this morning, Scott?
Great, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's so good to have you. You've always have such good things to talk about when you come here. And one of them this time is the community picnic, which we talked about, you know, a few weeks ago before you came in with Tom Renner. But now it's over. And I've seen lots and lots of good things. I actually haven't heard any complaints, being someone who is close to you like that. Maybe if they were, you've heard them, but it's really not about that. I want to talk about all the great things I saw at Stanley Johnson Park. And, how did you feel about it, Scott?
I think it was tremendous, and I have not heard any negative comments whatsoever.
Right,
I think
on.
It was a tremendous.
And that's not normal. No matter how good anything is, there's always someone. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
It's cool.
That's right. To get this kind of positive feedback was tremendous. And you saw it in the faces of the people and the kids and all generations.
Everybody smiling.
Yeah, everybody smiling. And a little cool, but, you know, the sun was shining, and I think everybody enjoyed it. We estimate probably close to 1,000 people were there, which is. Which is, I think, a tremendous showing.
Because you guys did 1,000 hot dogs, right?
Well, actually, we ran out, believe it or not. We did 1,000, and we had to run out and get another 300. So we went through 1,300 hot dogs in that evening. But
I think I might have actually had two. I was working so hard, so I apologize.
That's okay.
I have to take one off the numbers, I guess. But, I think that was awesome to see that. I mean, they ran out. I mean, everybody wears it, and it wasn't just about hot dogs. They had on the clothesline, they had memorabilia from South Haven, and everybody was looking at that. Everybody, I mean, as I watched people, they looked at it closely. Everybody was inspecting everything. It was just so cool.
Yeah, it really was. And it was a great way to utilize the park. You know, Stanley Johnson Park is such a wonderful asset in our community. And Rosalie Placati and Tom Renner and the whole picnic committee just did a great job, not only with executing, but also planning and how to best utilize the park. As you walked around, you saw kids playing in one corner and the bark peelers. Mm-hmm. And then, like you say, the Historical Association had their memorabilia and murals and tapestries and so forth. Yeah. So it was really cool.
Popcorn, ice cream, baseball, the tapestry.
Right.
I mean, really, I don't think you could have. And hot dogs, of course, and cake. And,
the
news was there. They got the designation of the 150-year sesquicentennial plaque.
Right.
Kids were speaking. It was just, to me, what I saw was almost the same thing I saw when you guys did the event next to the Visitors Bureau last year, which was the Christmas thing. It felt that way, like Groundhog's Day. Everybody was there having fun. There were people dressed up in old-time garb. I was quite impressed to see everything that was pulled off in that thing in such a short amount of time.
It really was, and like I say, the whole committee and the ton of volunteers that helped pull it off did a fabulous job. And it was great to see one gentleman was there that I got to meet. He was 101 years old.
I saw him. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then young kids, obviously. So you span the whole, probably three generations worth of families there and stuff. And like you say, the entertainment, the activities, and everybody had a smile on their face. So this is, it's nice. Obviously, we're a mecca for tourism. You know, folks come in, but it's great when we can do things like the Holiday in the Park or this picnic for our residents and just have a chance to spend time together and enjoy each other's company and get to know each other a little bit better.
Well, Scott, I know you're a smart man, and you saw the success of that and seen some of the successes of the other events that you've had throughout the year. And I know you guys are just going to build and make things better and better around here, because to me, that really was a very special thing. 48 years old I am, and that was probably one of the most special community events I've ever seen here.
So. Well, thank you. I think it's, like I say, the whole team did a great job, and so proud of not only the event, but the community support for it as well.
Hats off to all of them. Shifting gears, cool thing happened. There's a trail designation that has changed in South Haven, or if I'm even saying it right, but that's what you're here for, to tell us what it is and what is the big news on that.
Right, very exciting. So on May the 7th, representatives from across the state came to award the first round of Pure Michigan Trail Town designations. And this was a program that was formed announced last August, I believe it was. And so basically to recognize, you know, Michigan is known as the trail state. Mm-hmm. So to recognize the best of the communities and the trail assets that we have across the state. So we submitted an application late last fall, mm-hmm. and we were fortunate enough. South Haven was one of four communities across the state in the UP that was named a Pure Michigan Trail Town. So,
right on.
So it's a great recognition. When I was doing the research to put together this application, I got to know so many great people who are so committed around trails. We have not only the DNR folks that run the Cowhaven State Park and the Van Buren State Park, but there's a lot of friends groups out there that I came to know and appreciate, and all the effort that they put in place. The city over the last, 10 years or so has really prioritized trails, and you can see that when you're around town. But we've got, friends of the Cowhaven Trail. We have friends of the Blue Star mm-hmm. Trail. We have friends of the Bangor South Haven Heritage Water Trail. Yeah. So you got some really passionate folks that have done a lot of work kind of behind the scenes over many okay. years. And so this designation really allows us, I think, to build on our trail assets. So over time, it can be something that people travel to our area right. to experience those trails. And then we hope as well, we've got several projects that we're looking at long term to grow our trail base and so forth, different types of trail right. experiences and stuff. And so we think this will enable us to get access to grants and other funding opportunities to help support those things.
Well, golly gee, Scott, I was going to ask 5W questions and you just answered them all. I don't know what to do. And that's cool. That my question really was going to be, other than recognition, what does it do? You did answer that. But, what kind of economic impact can this make?
It really can be a huge impact, we think, over time. One of the things that we were also working on is an association called the Michigan Trails and Greenways Alliance was present for that ceremony. But great people who are really passionate about trails based out of Lansing. And so what they've done is they created a series of what they're calling five great lake to lake trails mm-hmm. That will extend from one Great Lake to the other Great Lake and or to another Great Lake. And so Route 1 actually starts in South Haven and goes all the way across the state to Port Huron.
Yeah.
So the first inaugural ride for that route is going to be on September 13th at Lee's South Haven over a five-day trip. And so we think that those kinds of things can really bring
sure.
Trail enthusiasts to our town. So hopefully 5 to 10 years from now, folks will make a special trip and destination yeah. just to ride that trail.
Never know until you try. And I thank you for doing all those things. And because if we're not trying, we're not being progressive. And I mm-hmm. Certainly appreciate you being with me this morning, Scott. Quickly, I got about 10 seconds. Where would anybody find out more about where you're at?
Yeah, so if you want to learn about any of our activities or 150-year celebration, go to southhaven.org. That's southhaven.org, and you can find information on activities, events, and all those kinds of things.
There you go. Thanks, Scott. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.